in the bleak midwinter, as you've probably never heard it before. Tonight, it's Waldegrave School for rehearsal of the Twickenham Community Choir. But on December the 11th, the choir will be performing amid the fossils, skeletons, and rare plants of the Museum of Life Sciences at King's College London. Their musical director is operatic performer and singing teacher Helen Astrid.
I actually happen to know the curator of the museum, and they have never had a choir perform there. They have had a quartet from the London Sinfonia perform a few weeks ago, and we now have an invitation to perform there, and it's sold out within 24 hours. In fact, it's a charity event. It's for RSPCA. All our events are charity events.
Is there a theme for the evening?
Well, there is. I mean, it's, if you think animals, bones, nature, flora and fauna, that's our kind of theme. So it's been quite fun researching all the different types of songs that we're going to be using.
What sort of songs have you come up with then? What's on your on your performance repertoire?
Well, we've got, for example, you may not have heard of these, but we've got a song about the wild, about being out in nature and how wonderful that is, and that's in four-part harmony. That's really beautiful. We've got a song about sheep, and that's a Yiddish-based folk tune, and that's really lots of fun. We have got, obviously, the traditional carols, the Holly and the Ivy, the 12 Days of Christmas, which is going to be very participatory with our audience as well. I think they're not just going to sit there and listen and enjoy. They're going to have some work to do.
What does it mean to the choir themselves? I mean, how many people are in the choir for a start, and what does it mean to them?
Well, we have 20 members, and perhaps you should ask them that question and find out what it means to them individually.
Thinking about things like fossils and the different animals that the museum is representing, so it should be really fun.
Beautiful songs and a good atmosphere. Everybody sings together. It's really great. I would be very proud, very proud.
It's certainly somewhere new to sing. It's a very different experience. We're used to singing in school halls. We've certainly never sung in a museum before, so it could be an interesting atmosphere, I'm sure.
Odd, isn't it? Because you're meant to keep quiet in museums. Normally there's somebody around to shush you.
We'll be doing the very opposite, I hope, as loud as we can. When it's appropriate.
Members of the Twickenham Community Choir, for whom this will be their last performance. Sadly, the choir's disbanding at the end of the year, the Museum of Life Sciences providing an appropriate venue for their swan song. John Beasley for Radio Jackie News in Twickenham.